So you ready to change your life? You ready for a second chance? You ready to bring true purpose and meaning to yourself and others? Well, welcome home. Let's get started. Welcome back, everyone. Excited to announce that this is our 50th episode. How amazing has it been that we have been here for 50 episodes? So thank you for listening, and I hope that today you really enjoy our episode. Okay, so today what we're going to be talking about is basically creating your own reality. What I mean by that is we have a lot of competing realities around us, meaning when we look at math, we only know that to be true because someone created those formulas, then they validated those formulas by explaining it to us, having the language to explain it to us, and then we say it is the case, and then over time things change. We can even see this with history. We have our understanding of history, but as we uncover more and more information as time continues, history then changes. We see it from a different light because we may have not had those perspectives before. Let me get into the nitty-gritty of that. We look at world history or history of especially remote places, and oftentimes within the 20th century, 21st century, even, you know, like 19th century and before, those who were recording the history of these people were not those people. So it was all from their perspective. And now that we have people who have preserved records or preserved the information, we now see those things in a new light. Why is that important? Because the way that we look at our reality really dictates how we go out in the world or how we feel calm within our body, our own personal world. So if there are competing realities, why not just create your own reality that validates your happiness and helps you feel good in life, helps you feel like you can accomplish whatever you need to? And I think the first step of creating your own reality is understanding what are the sore spots within your life. And also, what are the strength spots within your life? Meaning, what are those things in your life that always seem to be grounded? You're like, okay, you know what? No matter what happens, this still seems to be fine. Those are areas of strength, and we should really build our life around those things. They don't have to be the most important thing to you. And also, if they happen to be things you want to let go of, like maybe, oh, everybody comes to you when they have a problem because you're so grounded. Well, I mean, externally, that may be the case, but internally, does that make you feel empowered or does it make you feel used? If you feel empowered, you can build around that. If you feel used, you feel like your boundaries are being evaded, then that's not a strength. That should be put to the side. So it's not always about what it looks like to other people or what it looks like based off of the reality that other people have validated. For example, the way that we construct gender would be that those who are feminine are nurturing and they're caring and they sacrifice, they put themselves last. Those who are more masculine are go-getters. They go after what they want and they are not responsible for other people's feelings and emotions. But we understand that we all within ourselves embody various parts of, you know, gendered things. There could be more masculine parts of our identity, more feminine parts of our identity, or just feeling that we are, you know, flowing within there. So one cannot say because they are presenting feminine or presenting masculine or presenting on that gender spectrum that they should do things like this. You can be more masculine and be nurturing and care about people's feelings. You could be more feminine and you could be a go-getter, and you honestly could be ice cold for real, for real. So all of those things can be true, but that was based off of someone else's reality. And then people took on those things as it benefited them within society, but it's not really a benefit of like, oh, it's so great. It's more of like you fit in so you don't stand out because you don't want to be ostracized. So with all that being said, if someone else created the rules of the reality that we live in now, and when I mean rules, I mean like how you're conducting your everyday life. I'm not talking about lawlessness. I'm not talking about anarchy. I'm just talking about when you get up in the morning and you feel like, are you successful? Have you accomplished what you want to? Are you where you need to be in your life? That's what I'm talking about. So getting back into that. Now we got to find those areas that are strengths. So maybe you're really, really good at self-starting. And you may have not even noticed that before because it's maybe something you don't think about. And that's really awesome. So if you're really good at self-starting, there's so many things that you can do that other people really aren't able to do because they can't self-start. Maybe they need other people. Maybe, you know, they might have a little bit of perfectionism, whatever that is. You're like, I'm really good at self-starting. Cool. That's one of those pillars of creating your reality. So let's look at like a sore spot, like back to the example of maybe everybody turns to you. Okay, so if everybody turns to you, if you feel empowered by that, you can add that as your pillar. And that's a very valuable trait to have, especially if people can turn to you in times of need and you feel empowered by it, not like you're convincing yourself to feel empowered, like you legitimately feel empowered by it. That's really powerful. That's a skill that you can really take anywhere in your life. You can put it, you know, working environment, life environment, you know, it's a really strong leadership quality. On the other hand, if you are someone who feels like weighed down by it, you're like, oh, I can't, then that's a sore spot. We got to move away from that, or you have to move away from that. Meaning don't take on more. Don't take on other people's stuff. Say no. People are used to me taking this on. Welp, you know, reality check is in order for you to feel grounded and for you to feel peace, you have to let that go. And it will hurt. It will feel uncomfortable. It will feel like you're losing identity and you will lose some people. And the reason why you'll lose people is that y'all have an unequal balance. If a lot of people are putting a lot on you and you're not getting that in return, it feels like it's draining you. When you take that away, they will no longer be there. And that's hard. So instead of thinking about it like, oh, you know, I'm not as good as I used to be because I took this away. Think about it like this. When I take it away to uplift myself, those people leave. Were they really good for me? Those are the questions to ask yourself instead of being stuck in old identities. Come into this new identity. And I think if you want to do some more research or more planning on this, we would call that reestablishing your identity or reinventing your identity or self-development or self-care or, you know, old school way of categorizing it would be self-help, all of these things. I don't want to kind of hyper-focus on we always need to improve something about ourselves. I think this is more of just like a big shift. And shifts don't have to happen, you know, every week. They could happen once a year, once a couple of years. This is really if you just want to make a shift. If you're okay where you're at, you don't have to make this shift, okay? So back into reinventing. Now, let's lean back into those strength parts. Okay, so we're thinking about strengths. Maybe you have a really cool sense of style. And sense of style does not mean it has to apply to societal norms. It's whatever it is. It could even be a throwback style, an old school aesthetic or something like that. Okay, whatever that is. Lean into that sense of style. You know, it may just be you, but take it to the next level. Everything that you're good at, take it to the next level within reason, meaning it's not becoming a burden. It's not becoming overwhelming. Just take that thing all the way to the next level and celebrate the good that comes from that. So let's say, you know, we've created this reality where you are a great self-starter, you have a very unique sense of style, and you also know that you take on way too much from others. So what you're doing is you have now set boundaries, which means when you go and you create your own reality, you probably are going to have to like disappear, or you're going to have to limit your contact with certain people, because that's a part of the sore spot. Versus if you were someone who felt empowered by helping other people, you would open that up. Okay, so it's different for each person. You just have to know for yourself, and you do know. Don't force yourself to be something that you are not. When you are creating your reality, you can step up into a new identity, but as soon as you realize that this identity helps you or it is hurting you, some quality about it, make adjustments. And I'm not talking about self-discipline where it's like, oh, it's uncomfortable, I don't feel like doing that. That's something you do have to face. But if you genuinely feel like, oh, this is just, you know, too much, I'm taking on too much, then you should kind of take a couple steps back and not take on too much there. Okay, so we're gonna keep going here. So you have taken your style to the next level. You're self-starting. So come up with something unique and something that you would think is interesting. So you come up with something unique. Maybe you do a how do you find your style class. And how you start this out is you get a couple of your friends. Maybe you have one friend. So you get one friend and you bring them and you kind of just counsel them on how to do their style. And you have to share this information with others. So there's a couple of ways that you can do this. You can start a vlog. You can start something on social media. You can start a blog. Or you can literally just share it with your friendship groups, your network, your family, and things like that. You could do things on Facebook. You could do things local. If you're part of a local community, that's actually a really good way to do it, to be a community within side of community. Maybe you don't want to do any of that. Okay, that's fine. Create a portfolio. You don't have to share that with anyone. But if you create a portfolio, whether that is, you know, tangible or digital, that's something that if you want to go on and continue to style people or to help them find their style, you have that portfolio to reference. That way, if you're a shy person, you don't want to share things online, you do have that portfolio to share. So start thinking about it like that. Okay. So for this fictional person, they start styling all their friends. They start to realize that like, whoa, random strangers want me to style them too. And they start styling strangers. Now you may decide you want to do this for free at first. It makes you happy. It makes you happy. Or you might do some type of bartering system like, hey, you know, I'll style you. You give me this thing or that thing. Or, you know, you barter for services, which is also pretty cool. Or you have a set amount of payment. You know, allow your payments to be realistic, meaning if you're just beginning, start kind of an escalating payment. Maybe it's really low in the beginning, but each person that you get and positive feedback, you go up and you go up, and making sure that it's still competitive with the rates of those around. Okay, boom. So you got that going on right there. And so you're a great self-starter. So now you could be a stylist if you want to. You already have a portfolio. Maybe that's not something that you had wanted to do, but it's something that you can do. And if you're open to sharing the things that you're doing with others, that can open up a greater audience too. So, as I was just talking about, you know, that sore spot of taking on too much, maybe you are a one-on-one client kind of person, one-on-one, you know? Or maybe you want to not help others, but you want to show others how to help themselves. So let's rethink about this, because we're going to think about that sore spot too. Okay, so you don't want to take on too much stuff from others. So in that kind of situation, you will need to have to share this with, you know, a wider platform. Because if you don't want to work with people one-on-one, but you still want to get that out there, you have to share. But you don't have to go off and work with people one-on-one. You can share on a larger platform. And I'm going to keep it real, you know. I don't think people should really get too sensitive about comments. That's no excuse for someone to say something mean or something. But literally, I'm going to keep it real with you. You do not have to respond to them. And honestly, in the beginning, when you're shy, you don't have to read them. And that's crazy because people feel like if you really care, you will go in and you will analyze all of the comments that you see and improve and da 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 da. You'll be able to improve regardless. So, you know, if you're more of a shy person, just don't read the comments and just keep posting. Focus on the consistency more than the feedback at that point, because at that point, you're establishing the community. The community has not been created yet. So those first couple of, you know, whatever you put out there, that's not necessarily reflecting the community you create. After about a year or so, then you could really kind of go in and look to see, okay, so what is the feedback that I'm getting here? And you'll have some people who are more consistent. Okay, so that's another way to do it. Now let's go ahead and look at a totally different situation or scenario. We're not even going to continue on with this person. Maybe you're someone who, let's say, maybe you're someone who is just like a busybody. You got a lot to do. You have some dreams and some goals that you have, but you have no time to do it. And you don't have freedom of time. Maybe money is okay, but you feel like, well, if I had more free time, then I may lose money or something like that. So whatever that is. How you're going to go about that is you are going to select one thing, just one thing. Oh, it's not going to be enough. No, it will be enough because you have to choose that big thing. What is the big thing? Maybe the big thing is starting your own business. Maybe the big thing is getting into fitness. Maybe the big thing is having a certain hobby or something like that. Whatever that thing is, it has to be big. But at the same time, it can't be everything at once. So if you have a full-time job and maybe you have a family and maybe you have other responsibilities and maybe you have this, this, and that you're doing, it's not realistic to think that you are going to be able to accomplish all these goals at one time. They're going to take you a longer time to complete. So instead, just choose one of those goals and hyper-focus, something that will help the rest of your life. So if you have a goal that will help other aspects of your life. So maybe the goal is you want to be one of those people who get up really early in the morning. Okay. So you set that as your goal. And what you realize is that getting up early in the morning, you can start to complete some of those other tasks that you have as well. So that's something where it can help the rest of your life. You know, getting into wellness or fitness is always a good goal. Why? Because the hope is that when you get into fitness, that you prolong your life, that life becomes healthier, meaning if you had any like aches or pains or like maybe lower back problems by working on your core and stuff, it strengthens those things. You know, it's not a perfect a correlation there. But, you know, fitness is overall a good goal to have. Maybe it is a, you know, mindset well-being. So every day you set aside 15 minutes to meditate in order to just balance your mind, and you just see over time how your personality changes, how maybe you won't be irritated by things as much. That's what I'm talking about, those little shifts and things like that. Okay, so back into creating your own reality there. So we have this other person who is doing these things, they're going slow, but it matters. And you have to disconnect yourself from other people's reality. So that might actually mean no social media, or maybe social media is not the problem. Maybe it's the people around you limiting, you know, telling your dreams to other people, and just work on it. Or if you just kind of need this to yourself, just go about your life. Just kind of like do your thing, have some exploring. It's okay. And I think when it comes to age, I don't want you to focus on the age part. Don't feel like you're too young, you're too old, you're too this, you're too that. Age does not matter here. It just depends on what you want to do. Now, after you do that, take it to the next level. decide, okay, this is going to be for 3 months, 6 months, or a year. I don't recommend going past that time because you're going to be at a different place. But I do think that 3 months should be a minimum. And let's say a max is a year. So you make it to that third month, that 6 month, that 9th month, and that year. And try to have intervals as well. So now that you're there, woo, like this was really amazing. What you're going to notice when you get there is that there's going to be a lot of opportunities that open up. It is crazy. A lot of opportunities that open up that you never even thought of because you have stepped into a new reality for yourself. Okay. So when you're there, then you get to make new decisions. You get to learn from the wisdom of the past not to repeat things in the same way, and you can step forward. Just know, though, when you would like to take another step and advance that again, it will be just as difficult, but it will always be worth it, and it'll never be impossible. So don't, you know, fatigue yourself and want to keep on reinventing yourself every 2 seconds. No, it's not that at all. But at the same time, when you're ready to shift, it's okay. There are periods of growth. There are periods of stability. There's periods that we would perceive as stagnation, but it's just kind of just slowing down so that we can receive information. You know, it just depends on you, your outlook. And you have to decide that you want to shift your outlook. It doesn't mean to feel bad if one day you're not feeling good or things feel like a setback or something. No, just allow your feelings to be. But your mind can still be saying like, okay, you know what? This is what I want. Today I'm not feeling it. I'm going to take a break, but I'm going to step back into it and I'm going to do what I need to do. And that's how we can be looking at this. Okay, so here's some homework for you to do for our 50th episode. Decide what you want to change. Commit to it. And committing to it means that you have to make little alterations in the beginning so that it actually fits into your life. Then make it to the 3 month, the 6 month, the 9 month, and the year mark. And then find that next opportunity and go. Now, for most of you, 99%, you will be inspired after this. You will begin. You will start and you will fall off. But for that 1% who decides to continue to go forward, you can do this. Re-listen to this episode as many times as you need to, as much as you need a reminder. You need to understand that you are fighting against your norm, a norm that was created by someone else's reality. So as you are establishing your new norm, it will be difficult. Not impossible. It's not going to hurt you, but it's difficult to break down our sense of understanding of reality to fit a new reality in which we can excel. But you can do it. And I'm excited to see what happens later on. So everybody, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoy your week and continue doing what you're doing. You got it. I am so grateful. I do not take it for granted that you took your time out and you listened and you vibed with me. If you had any feelings that came up like, oh, I resonate with that, reach out to me. Let's keep the conversation going. My intention is to inspire you to be your authentic self and build community around those superstars out there, you, doing the damn thing, and making an impact regardless of if it's big or small. You matter, and you are valued. So make sure you big yourself up first, and continue to come back to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or wherever you go to listen to get your inspo. I'm on it, child, so I'll see you next Monday.